Iron Age in Hafod.
Well, now we come to the last point in the tour, and here we are looking at different kind of monument and a different period. The Bronze Age sites have all been funerary sites, burial sites, ceremonial sites. The settlement of the Bronze Age has been less visible to us, but undoubtedly people were living in the lower reaches of the valley. Now, the early Bronze Age was a time of good weather, and there's a lot of activity in all the upland areas of Wales at that time, mostly shown by burial cairns and such like. In the later Bronze Age, about 3,500 years ago, the weather began to deteriorate. It's known as the Late Bronze Age crisis, and it was a crisis to the extent that these sort of upland farmlands were abandoned and people returned to the lowlands. And they didn't come back into this upland area for several centuries. But here we have got some evidence that they did come back in the Iron Age. Underneath one of the medieval rectangular houses that were excavated, we unexpectedly found the post holes of a round house with a porch. And this was dated by just a single piece of pottery there. Now that round house you can see with the posts placed in the post holes, just down on this side of the stream, just ahead of you, and underneath one of the small medieval houses. There are three of them on this side of the stream. On the other side of the stream, there are four more medieval houses. You can see one of them just across the stream very clearly, and with a little structure behind it, possibly an outside lavatory, although we didn't have evidence for that, and we aren't sure that there would have been such an amenity there at that time. But these houses are rectangular, low stone foundations, and probably the rest of the wall completed in wood or in turf walling with a thatched roof. A little cottage with a large door, possibly even no windows, because these are summer houses for an economy which brings cattle and sheep up into the upland pastures for the summer from their winter grazing down in the valley. So these are known as Hafod or summer houses. And this group is rather unusual because there are a group of them here. Normally, they're just found as single houses on a bit of pasture belonging to a particular farm, a hendre, down in the valley. It's noticeable that in the 19th century, a number of these summer houses became permanent farms, and a great number of them have the place name Hafod. Now, this group were occupied from the late medieval period into the beginning of the 16th century. And we can date them from the remains of pottery and from some rather unexpected metal finds here. The finds mainly came from one of the sites on the other side of the stream, just below the fence, where there's a house with a rubbish heap, a midden, just outside the front door. Obviously, people weren't going very far to throw away their rubbish. And in that midden, we found the pottery, most of it made at Buckley in Flintshire, not so very far away. And some of the other finds, things like bits of pistol and sword, suggest that there was a bit of a sideline to this agricultural community, possibly banditry, overlooking quite a busy road, an opportunity to be a highwayman.